Hello Church, Happy New Year and welcome to the first service of the year 2021. I'm so glad to have you with me here in church. Whether you're watching online or whether you're watching at home with your friends and life group members or you're watching live at our Connect Halls, I want to extend my warmest welcome to each and every one of you. You are so precious in this family of God. So if you are watching online, can you just help me spam welcome into the chat and just tell them, welcome to service, welcome to the first service of the year. And if you are watching at home with someone, just turn to them, give them a nudge and tell them, welcome to the first service of the year 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And not only that, today I want to especially welcome some of our friends who are here with us for the first, second or third time. I really want to thank you for making time to join us here in the service. You are so precious. You are so loved by this family of God. I hope that you will have a great time in service and with the life group as well. And friends, we are finally in the year 2021. And right at the beginning of the year, there are typically a few things that we do together, right? First thing is that we celebrate this festive season. We go to the Christmas Wonderland. We go for countdown to a new year. We hang out with our friends till very, very late at night. We watch the fireworks together. The second thing we do is we feast. Over the last few days, I saw on Instagram, so many of us here had a spread this Christmas and this festive season. I saw turkeys. I saw log cakes. I saw many, many things. And to be honest, like, it's such a festive season. And not only that, right, the dangerous thing is that Chinese New Year is coming. So guys, we have to be careful. Okay, we have one more month to lose our weight before Chinese New Year feasting, all right? So if not, we're going to need a new pants already. So friends, the thing is this, that in this season, in the turnaround of a new year, typically we celebrate this festive season. Typically we feast together. But not only that, the third thing we do is that we set New Year resolution. By a show of hands, how many of you here already set your New Year resolution? Whether is it for us to look forward to a new year, to acquire a new skill, to study harder, to read a certain amount of books, or to lose weight? New Year is like this breath of fresh air. It brings this freshness into our life and a new conviction to get some things in order, be it physically, be it spiritually, be it in our school, in our workplace, in our personal or our emotional life. We all want to start the year well and we want to start it right. And if this describes you, this sermon is for you because we want to begin 2021 right together as a spiritual family. That is why we are introducing a new series titled 2021 Starter Kit to help us usher into the new year. But before we begin the new sermon series, we are going to have a short activity called This or That. Some of you may be familiar with it. Some of you here may not be, but it is something from the TikTok, okay? And it's really, really simple. So there will be two options being shown on the screen. And all you need to do is to choose between this or that. Pretty easy, right? All of us here can participate. So let's spice up our church online a little bit, okay? So how can you participate together with me, okay? So for friends who are watching online alone, what you can do is that you can comment your option in the chat, okay? You can comment it. For those who are watching live at homes with your life group members, what you can do is that you can either raise your right hand or the left hand, okay? Or if you want to really just spice up a little bit more, right, you can get your life group member to just stand up in one line. You can jump to the left or the right as your option, okay? Or if you're watching at Connect Halls, to where you can only raise your right hand or your left hand. So, guys, it's going to be really, really fun, I hope. So, let's roll the music together.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On time.
It's tricky. It's tough. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 All right. All right. I hope you have enjoyed the really small activity, whether you're watching online, in small groups, or even in our Connect Halls, right? I hope that you have participated with us and I hope that it spice up and you're warm up for the sermon already, right? I really, really love this TikTok, right? I find it really fun and really funny, okay? So I hope that you enjoy it as well. So later after the service, you can actually do it with your life group as well. But friends, we did not play this activity just for fun only. There is actually a moral of the story in this TikTok activity, okay? Friends, you'll realize that in our life is made up of choices. Every single day, you are participating in this TikTok activity unknowingly. The decisions like what to eat, what to do with my free time, how to live my life. Every single day, we are making choices. Our life is made up of choices. And the truth is, our choices can have big impacts on our lives. Our choices can have big impacts on our life. What we choose, what we don't choose, and how we choose it will determine the trajectory of our life. And therefore, it is important for us to learn how to make wise and beneficial decisions for our life. We have titled this sermon series as 2021 Starter Kit because we hope to share with us godly principles and handles as we begin a brand new year. But the caveat is this. In church, this is not just a self-help workshop where we'll give us motivational talk and practical tips on how you can make choices to excel in school, to excel in your personal finances, or to excel in your career goals. Not that these things are not important. These things are really, really important. But I think there are plenty of workshops in school or out there that will get us, help us get our studies, our finances, and our careers in order. But it is in church, it is in the family of God that we want to teach you how to choose things that will strengthen your relationship with God, that will strengthen your understanding of God, and to help you appreciate the gospel better. And that's why, without further ado, let us dive into the series 2021 Starter Kit. So this week, I'll be covering I Choose Surrender. And next week, Yunian will be covering part two, I Choose Faith. So if you are writing down notes and it's a good habit to do so, I want to encourage you to write down the title for today's sermon. The title for today's sermon is I Choose Surrender. I Choose Surrender. Why do we choose the topic of surrender to open our year with? It feels weak. It doesn't feel decisive. When an army have no chance of winning the war, they surrender. When a team or a player has no chance of winning the game, they surrender. Surrender often carry a bad connotation. Nobody will flex saying that, look at me, I surrendered. Look at me, I chose the surrender. It's quite a lame topic to begin the year with. How can surrender help me? How can surrender help me to begin 2021 well? But friends, do you know that the decision to surrender can be very powerful, even more powerful than the decision to control? And how is that so? Christian surrender is unlike any other surrender we know. Whether is it in war, whether is it in games, or whether is it in competitions. In these situations, surrender is this. We're admitting our defeat and forfeiting our chance of winning or fighting back. Basically, we give up. But Christian surrender is not like this. Christian surrender is not just about forfeiting the chance to win. Christian surrender is about forfeiting the right to choose. The right to choose my way and instead to choose God's way. The right to choose my path. Instead, I choose God's path. The right to choose my desire. But instead, I choose the Word of God, the Spirit. We deliberately and intentionally forfeit these rights to choose, surrender them to God. And we trust that when we do that, God's goodness and love will follow us all the days of our life. We surrender because our human understanding is finite and there is a God that is greater. He loves us and He is our creator and knows the best about us, what is best for our lives right now and what is best for us in the future as well. When we learn to surrender our control to God, we become better as a person. And that is why Christian surrender can be very powerful, even more powerful than the decision to control. When we control, we are finite and limited. When we surrender, we have an infinite God leading and guiding us. And this reminds me of a story, of quite an interesting story I had a few years ago. I remember there was this year where I was planning to go for an overseas immersion trip for 3 months as part of my graduation requirement in university. So it's compulsory. All of us have to go, whether is it a 6 months, whether is it a 3 months, or whether is it a short, like 2 weeks trip. We all have to go for this trip to graduate, right? So I remember that I just started uni and with my friends. So I was telling them, hey, I was remember that I was making plans with them. Say, hey, next year during our summer break for the 2.5 months, let's go. Let's go to this country for our overseas trip together. Then we can clear the module. Then we can have fun as well. So however, that year, at the beginning of the year, right at the ending and the beginning of the year, around this timing, I was challenged to leave Ablaze West District to go to Ablaze North District. So amongst the different things that I had to surrender to God, this was one of them, the overseas trip with my friends. I was actually forfeiting the chance to go with all my close friends, the companionship, the comfort with them, and also the opportunity to clear 2 modules so that you'll make my uni life a lot easier, right? So I chose to forfeit the chance to go with them, and I chose to be there with my new group for a conference for the district camp and for the very, very important June holiday together with them. So that's what happened, that I chose to forfeit the chance and I choose to stay back. So what happened was that I was initially a little bit worried because how will I clear my module? How will I be able to find friends to be able to go for this overseas trip together? So these are very, very real concerns in my mind. But I decided to just surrender to God and just go. So what happened was that fast forward 2 years later, by God's grace, what happened is that I was offered the opportunity to represent the National Youth Council to Japan for a very, very short overseas trip, about 2 weeks. So what happened was that thankfully the trip met the minimum requirement for me to clear the graduation requirement. So wow. So instead of going for 3 months or 6 months, I can go in 2 weeks, okay, to clear the compulsory requirement. And the best part is the entire trip is fully sponsored by the Japan government. So I remember sitting in the premium economy of a Japan airline, staying in 5-star hotel, buffets for every single meal, and I didn't have to pay a single cent to clear this compulsory requirement, right? And not only that, I get to see cherry blossom as well, okay? So for those of us here who love Japan, haha. So the thing is this, okay, I all these things, right, happened to me. And when I was there, I was so thankful. When I reflected, I know that God has something better in store for me as I surrender to Him. I know that God has something better for me as I surrender to Him. At that point when I make the surrender, I didn't know how the future would turn out. But as I surrender, I have this assurance that God has better things in store for me. But that being said, friends, not that every single time when we surrender, it always materializes in such tangible rewards. But when we surrender, God always, always know what's better for our life. But the thing is this, while surrender is not a hard concept to understand, surrender is a hard concept to apply. It is not hard to understand, it is hard to apply. This is because we enjoy having control over decisions and we want to have some form of certainty on how our future will play out. In my case, I hope that I will have some certainty that I will be spending 2 weeks or 3 months with friends that I know. I will have some certainty that I'll be able to graduate in time. I hope to have some certainty in these things. And we want to have some form of how our future may turn out to be. We hope to control these little decisions so that it will end up in the outcome we desire. For some of you here, it may be that you hope to study harder and do better in your CCA so that you can get into the school or the course that you like, resulting in a better future. Some of you here feel that you have to grind harder to get into this internship or this firm so that you can build your resume, resulting in a secure future. These are good things, and we should strive to be excellent in our lives, doing well in our school, in our course, in our workplace, so that we can be sought and liked
in the world.
But the important question is, what if in life there is a sliding tackle that comes your way, like 2020, 2021? What happened is this, be it there's another COVID-19, there's another pandemic, be it that you fail a particular module or subject, maybe you face a financial problem or a family problem. What if as a result of all these things that come your way, which you didn't plan for and you didn't expect it to happen, these things disrupted your plans and threw you into a state of uncertainty? How would you respond? In the face of this uncertainty, would you choose control or surrender? Would you choose control or surrender? As you begin the year 2021, how do you want to begin it with? Do you want to begin it with your plans, goals, to-do list, and simply asking God to bless it? Or do you want to begin it with surrender? Saying, God, I surrender my rights to choose, have your way in my life this 2021. Friends, a true Christ follower is one who is surrendered. A true Christ follower is surrendered. Jesus stated it clearly in no uncertain terms in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, when he was sharing to the crowd about the cost of being a disciple. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. So, to be a disciple, we have to be willing to surrender our life and our all to God. And there are many passages in the Bible that talks about specific things that we should continually surrender to God. Our finances, our plans, our futures, our life. But today, I will not be covering on what exactly to surrender. Instead, I hope to explore with us why we can surrender our all to follow this God. I hope to explore with us why we can surrender our all to follow this God. On what basis can we surrender to this God? On what basis can we surrender our rights, our plans, our lives, and to choose God's will over our will? This sermon, I hope to cover for us reasons why we can surrender to God. The first thing we can learn is this: our surrender is anchored on God's character. Our surrender is anchored on God's character. Our surrender is not baseless or unfounded. We are not surrendering our choices because it is just a church idea. At the core of it all, our surrender is anchored on the character of God. From the Word of God and incidences recorded in the Bible, we have a glimpse of God's character through the things He has said and He has done. Through the things He has said in the Bible and through the things He has done as recorded in the Bible. Much like reading someone's biography. I love reading biography and someone's life, what a person said before, what a person done before. When we read someone's biography, we understand a little more about a person's through the things the person has said in the past and done in the past. And that's why the Bible, when we search the Word of God, we will begin to understand who this God is and why we can surrender to Him. It's like when you are grouped randomly in your project group, and then you suddenly realize that your project group mate is actually on the dean's list, or you're playing basketball and suddenly you realize that actually one of your teammates is a national team sharpshooter, right? When you know this, when you know them, what happens is that you begin to trust them, you begin to trust your project or schoolwork to them, or you pass the ball to them to take the buzzer-beater shot. And today, we hope to discover the characteristic of God that makes Him trustworthy and help us to surrender to Him. There are three characteristics of God why we can surrender to Him. The first thing is that God is loving. The first characteristic of God is that God is loving. He cares for us. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, it says, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." The Bible describes very clearly God's love for us. He sent His Son some 2,000 years ago to die for us on the cross so that this boy can grow up and be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is the Christmas story. And the greatest act of love is not just about buying roses on Valentine's Day or going to nice restaurants. The greatest act of love is manifest by the blood on the cross. We know this, and this is an important characteristic of God. He loves us and cares for us deeply. And this love is perfectly displayed on the cross. So friends, God loves us really, really much. And I believe that many of us here, we have experienced God's love and God's comfort one way or another ever since we came to know Him. And we know that God is a loving God. But not only that, the second characteristic of God is this, that God is sovereign. He is in control. If you were to look up the word sovereign in the dictionary, you'll find words and phrases like superior, absolute, ruler, etc. But the way I would like to describe and explain God's sovereignty is this, is that God is in control. The best way to describe it is that God is in control. There is absolutely nothing that happens in the universe that is outside of God's influence and authority. There is absolutely nothing that happens in the universe that is outside of God's influence and authority. We can see from Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him." God is in control of everything. If that is the case, if God is in control, we know that we can surrender our lives to Him, because even though situations may seemingly turn bad, God in His sovereignty will make all things work together for the good of those who love Him. God is in control of every affair that happens in the world and in your life. He is trustworthy. And the third characteristic of God is that God is faithful. He keeps His promises. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations." God is not forgetful. God is not someone that makes a promise and He forgets it. When God makes a promise, He will fulfill it. He remembers His promises to us and is faithful to fulfill the covenant as well. So all the promises listed in the Bible, in the Word of God, God remembers and will one day come to pass as well. And friends, combining all these characteristics of God, we will realize that we have a God that cares for us, is in control of every affair in the world, in our life, and He is a promise keeper. Because of these very characteristics of God, we can trust Him. When He asks us to surrender to Him, we know that it is for the better. And that is why we can surrender to God, because our surrender is anchored on God's character. Therefore, Christian surrender is not just a blind surrender where we do it because people say so. We surrender because there is a certainty of God's character. There is a certainty of the God that we love, we follow, and we worship. God is like this. He's loving. He is in control. He keeps His promise. And that is why I can surrender to Him. And if that's the case, what is the implication? The implication is this, that surrender can be joyful. Surrendering can be a joyful thing. Many times, surrendering can be seen as something that is very grudging, like, ah, no choice, I have to surrender. But if we know this, surrender can be a very joyful thing. We need not hold grudges, or we need not be bitter when we surrender to God. There are many times in my life, growing up as a Christian, where I did not know the basis of my surrender. What happened is I grew up being bitter, being upset. Ah, I have to do this, I have to do that. I cannot do this, I cannot do that. But when I became more and more certain and clearer of who this God is, I realized that many times surrender can be very, very joyful as well. And I pray that you too will also experience that joy from surrender. And not only that, right? Christian surrender is not a weird and outrageous challenge that came out of a vacuum. Because Jesus, in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, he said, if you want to be my disciple, okay, here's a test for you. Give up everything and follow me. Then after that, this is your test in order to be a Christian. No, this challenge did not come from a vacuum, did not come from a random place. It is not absurd. It is not outrageous. It's not random. God did not randomly throw this challenge to make our lives difficult. Then, what is His purpose? Some of you here may ask. The reason why God challenged us to surrender is also because He wants us to rely less on the things of the world, but to rely more on Him. As a result of us relying more on Him, we begin to draw closer to Him, we begin to draw closer to His heart and deepen our relationship with our Savior. So friends, surrendering is not meant to be a stumbling block. Surrender is meant to be a stepping stone to release you into the kind of person God has created you to be. These milestones regularly come into your life as a test to refine you, to prune you, and I pray that in this coming year, you will choose surrender over control in the circumstances and the choices you have to make. And the second thing we can learn is that our surrender is motivated by our identity. Our surrender is motivated by our identity. In the previous point, we learned about why we can surrender to God. It is because of His characters that make Him trustworthy. And in this point, we will learn about why we should surrender to God. And it is because of our identity. In this point, we'll learn about why we should. In the previous point, we learn why we can. But in this point, we will learn why we should surrender to God. As believers, we should always bear in mind the old life that we had before we came to know Jesus. We were slaves to our sins. We were trapped and were helpless in them. And we were destined for eternal suffering. We were destined for judgment. But God, in His love, sent His Son to redeem us on the cross. By making a personal decision to come to know Jesus into our life, we receive the forgiveness of our sins. We receive the forgiveness of our sins. But not only receiving the forgiveness of our sins, we also receive with us a new life and a new identity as well. When we proclaim that Lord Jesus is our Lord and Savior, what does it mean? We are essentially saying that He is the master over our lives. He is not just a father. He's not just someone that redeemed us, but He is the master over our lives. Instead of being slave to sins, now Jesus is our master. God is our master. So what happened is this, that though God doesn't call us slaves anymore, because in His love, He addressed us as children of God, we should always remember that God is our master. As a result, if you really think about it, if you know that God is not just our Father, but God is also our master, surrendering is not an absurd idea. Surrendering is not an idea that is too far-fetched that we couldn't draw the link. It's a very, very natural extension of our identity as a person. It is a commandment as the cause of being a disciple, but it is also to be expected of our identity. Surrender is expected. When we will our life to God, it is not just a partial submission. I keep my part. God, these are the parts that I will give to you. But when we surrender to God, it is a whole and full surrender. When we say the sinner's prayer, we are His. And that's why I really love this verse from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It describes it quite aptly, that it says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. This verse aptly summarizes our new identity in Him. We were crucified with Christ and we no longer live, but Christ lives in us. On this new identity, we surrender to a God. who loved us and died for us. And friends, surrendering is very tough. Not tough to understand, but tough to apply. But the best part about Christianity is this. But the best part about Christianity is that we have a God that empathizes with us. We have a God that empathizes with us. We have a God that not just empathizes with us, we have a God that is a role model for us. Jesus Himself is the ultimate role model of a life that is surrendered. We can see from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, that Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Jesus, being God, took on the identity of a man to die for us on the cross. It was difficult, but He chose surrender. He modeled for us what it means to choose a life of surrender. And through this surrender, we gain eternal life. This surrender that He chose was far more powerful than seeking to seize control. Imagine if Jesus had seized control on the cross and if He decided to not die anymore, what happened to us? We may not be redeemed from our sins ever again. But because He chose surrender, we are given this new life. So friends, we can be encouraged knowing that we have a Savior that can empathize with us. And surrender is not something that He demands from us, but He exemplifies from us through His life, through the act on the cross. By looking at His life, we can be encouraged and strengthened and know that we too can choose a life of surrender. We can come to a place to recognize why following Jesus and surrendering to Him can be a joyful thing. We can surrender because of His character. We should surrender because of our identity. I think one important question in many of your mind is this: why surrender is such an important posture to take as we begin this new year? Why not other things? Why this? Well, there are many reasons that I've stated in this sermon, in this teaching to all of us here. But other than that, it is because at the beginning of the year, many of you here may be asking this question: what's in store for me in this coming year? What's in store for me in this coming year? When I was praying for you guys, I sense that some of you here are going through a season. Maybe you're contemplating a transition in your life, whether what school and courses to go to after this, where are you going to work and intern at, whether to stay on in the ministry to serve or whether to move on into the next life station. Maybe you're contemplating a plan, whether to make an ask over a relationship, what to do with the pockets of free time you have after you ORD, after you graduate, after you take a break, a gap year. Maybe you're contemplating a trade-off between two seemingly good decisions, whether to do A or whether it's to do B. When I was praying for you guys, I said that some of us here are going through this season. And some of you here are, as you enter into this 2021, you're asking yourself, what's in store for me in this coming year? And you're searching for an answer. You're searching for a confirmation. You're searching for a direction in your life. And my prayer for every one of us here is this, that in all this decision-making, that Christ will be at the center of your life, that Christ will be at the center of your decision-making as well. We can touch our hearts and know that the decision that we're going to undertake in the upcoming year is one that is surrendered, is one that we have earnestly sought God before making this decision. And this is my prayer for every one of us here, that as you enter into this new year, as you make multiple decisions about your life that will change the trajectory of your life, it'll be one that is surrendered. It'll be one that you've earnestly sought after God's heart and what the Word of God says. And I remember myself back in 2015, I was going through a very, very similar season like this. In the year 2015, I was contemplating quite a few decisions in my life. And one key one was that at the year, I was contemplating whether for me to transit out of a Blaze ministry and into uni. Back then, I was studying in uni. I was leading as a unit leader in a Blaze, and I was contemplating whether to transit out of a Blaze into the uni ministry. And I was contemplating what to do in my summer. Remember about the overseas story? I was contemplating about going to which country for the exchange. So I was thinking about all these things. And back then, at the year end of 2015, I was quite set on the path. I wanted to transfer and I wanted to go for the trip. But I was unsettled. I felt that I was unsettled over these decisions. So what happened is that I took some time out, quite a long time, about a full month, to just pray through, to just seek God. And I took the entire month since I ended our Blaze camp. I took about 3 weeks to a month to just pray and ask God, what do you want to do in my life in the upcoming year, 2016? And what happened is that God didn't speak to me much for the first few weeks, to be honest. I didn't know. I was still as confused until the very, very end of the year. What happened was that after the Christmas season, I went for a short family trip to Genting. So what happened was that there's nothing much to do there. So what happened is that I was just staying in the room and the cafe, just reading books, reading the Bible, just journaling and praying. And I spent the entire time in the 5 days with my family just doing that. And what happened was that in that time, God spoke to me about how I should learn to choose Him among the many good things in my life. I should choose the one thing that pleases God the most. And it was further confirmed when after I come back from Genting, within about a few days later, there was this year where uni camp, for the uni people, there was this year that uni camp was actually held on the last week, last few days of the year. So actually what happened was that there's a uni camp on the last week of the year. And then what happened was that the camp is called Promises Camp. And they have a last session and the session will end just before 12 a.m. And then they will have a pre-service worship session at the new year. Okay, so it's a very exciting one and it's open for the Blaze leader. So I actually went for that. It was actually quite a miracle because I wasn't supposed to go for that. But by this chance, I managed to be free. And my family dinner ended early and I managed to go down for the session. And that session served as a confirmation. Because when I went there, I remember Pastor Timothy shared a message about the promise of a secure future. I was searching for an answer to my future in 2016. I went for the camp, hoping to learn something from the promise of a secure future. I went there. I did not learn anything. I forget almost everything that he taught. Sorry, Pastor Timothy. But I remember one thing, and the one thing has changed my life. Pastor Timothy asked that, do we have every intention to live our life for the Great Commission and the Great Commandment? If not, if you're not surrendered, then it's pointless to ask God, God, what's next for me? What choices to make? But instead, do I have the intention to live out the Great Commission and the Great Commandment in my life? And then I made a prayer and said, God, 2016 and the years ahead, I will do that. I will want to live a life that fulfills the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And I want to live a life that is surrendered, not my plans, but your plans in my life. And I concluded my 2016 is not about what I want, but what God wants. And I want to share with you guys, I remember coming across in that season, that whole few weeks, I came across this short poem by Reinhard Bonnke. It says this, which thread should I choose, Lord? There are so many. They hang before my eyes like strands of silk in a doorway, each promising that it will weave the finest tapestry of my life. But it is not my tapestry. It is not my life. So again, I ask, which thread do I choose? Which strand will pass through the very eye of the needle? There are many things. There are many good things that we can choose in our life. There are many good things that we can pick from in the upcoming year as we begin 2021. But can we say that this decision is one that pleases God the most and is the most surrendered? Whether can we touch our heart and say that This is, in this year 2021, I choose surrender. As we learn to depend on God more in 2021 and learn what it means to surrender, this sets up the rest of our life. Every decision that you make in 2021, big or small, sets you up for the rest of your life. It's not just a great 2021, and that's that, but it builds a strong foundation for you in 2025, 2030, and 2040. Even as we begin this 2021, I pray that we as Christ followers will live a surrendered life. And I pray that you will experience the tremendous power in surrender as well. Shall we respond to God together? For those of us here watching live at Connect House, can I invite you to stand on your feet and let's respond to God. For those of us here who are watching with us, can we just close our eyes and let's respond to God together. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for speaking to us this revelation, this word, that as we begin the year 2021, God, I commit this sermon and the listener onto your hand. We thank you, God, for who you are. You're a loving, you're a sovereign, you're a faithful God. That makes you trustworthy, and that is why we can surrender our lives to you. So God, even as we begin the year 2021, there are many good things to choose from. There are many intersections, there are many decisions that we can potentially make that will change the trajectory of our life. But God, today, no matter where these things may bring us, God, today, we remind ourselves and we remember, God, that you are the Lord of our life, that we surrender our life to you, God, that we choose you over our own will every single day. So, Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters that are listening to this sermon as well. I pray, God, you will speak to them that in every areas of their life as well. And there's a first group of people that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to. And that is people who feel a little bit unsure of why you need to surrender, or you may perhaps be a little bitter on the things that you've surrendered to God in the past. You felt a bit grudging, you felt a bit upset with God. Say, God, I surrender to you and my life turned out in this way. God, I'm a bit unsure that I need to surrender such a good decision, whether to get into this school, this course, that course, this intern or that intern. I need to surrender this for other things. God, there's so many things. There's a bit unsure of what to choose. But today, can I pray for you? If that is you, can I pray for you that you will begin to understand the characteristic of God, so that as you surrender to God, there will be this joy and this conviction in your surrender as well. If that is you, can I invite you to respond as well? Just lift up your hands and just begin to pray together. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are listening to this, who may have went through some emotions in their surrender or feeling a sense of uncertainty in their surrender. But right now, after this sermon, as we discover more about your character, how loving, how sovereign, how faithful you are, I pray, God, there'll be such great joy in the conviction and such great assurance in our surrender to you in the coming years, that we know that when we choose you, we will never be shortchanged, God. So I pray for all my brothers and sisters that you will minister to them and you'll speak to them right now as well. Amen. And the second group of people that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to are some of us here who are going through a season of transition. You're making plans, you're making some decisions in the upcoming year 2021. And I pray that you will not just be self-reliant and choose control, but this year, today, right at this moment, that you will choose surrender. You'll choose surrender and say, God, my life and my 2021 is yours. It's all yours. If that is you, can I invite you? Just lift up your hands, just begin to respond to God. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters who are watching this as well. God, you know in this coming year, they are going through a transition of decision making. God, I pray that as we stand here, we respond to you and say, God, in the coming year, it is not just what I want, but what you want in me. And I pray, God, that we'll be able to live a life of surrender, that we'll be able to surrender these things to you, and we can touch our heart at the end of 2021 and say that, God, this year, I have chose surrender. And I pray that their surrender will serve as a foundation for their life in the coming years and the coming decade as well. So we thank you for all my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can you invite all of us here, just close your eyes as well? And I invite the last group of us here who are friends who respond together with us. Maybe you are here for the first, second, or third time. Maybe you not have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior as well. And today I want to let you know that it is not a coincidence that you are here, right here, listening to this message. As you sit there listening and hearing about this God, hearing about how He is a loving God that died for us on the cross, that He is a sovereign God in control of the world, that He is a faithful God, they begin to understand more about this Jesus, about this God. And the Holy Spirit is nudging at the doors of your heart, saying, would you allow me to come into your hearts? Would you allow me to come into your life? Would you open your heart and receive Jesus into your life? And I believe the Holy Spirit is right here, right now, speaking to many of you here, that He wants you to have a personal relationship with Him because He loves you and He longs to journey with you. So this 2021, would you also surrender to God? Say, God, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior as well. So if that is you, I want to invite you to respond and pray this prayer together with me. It's not just what you say on the lips, but what you mean in your heart as well. So say together this prayer together with me. Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner, and I want to thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Right now, I invite you into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me to become the kind of person I was created to be. I pray all this in Jesus' name, and all God's people say, Amen, 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 Amen.